This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Turkish President Erdogan and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin are pledging deeper economic cooperation as the list of international sanctions on Russia grows. We get more from Dorian Jones from Istanbul.
Relations between the leaders had been cooling after Erdogan angered Moscow with his support for Ukraine's bid for NATO membership. But analysts say the outcome of the Sochi summit is a strong sign the Russian leader cannot afford to downscale relations with Erdogan. Columnist Ilhan Ulusoy for Turkey's Kısadalga news portal.
Putin cannot face losing Erdogan. I mean, that's for sure.
Russian officials confirmed Wednesday that Turkey will participate with Russia and Qatar to supply 1 million metric tons of grain to 6 African countries. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
A cyclone that hit southern Brazil has led to flooding that has killed dozens and left thousands homeless. We get more from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
In the city of Mucum, resident Marcos Antonio Gomez walks on top of debris that was once his home. He told the AP, "The water arrived very fast. It was rising 6.5 feet an hour. After managing to flee, he came back to a scene of utter devastation. His house, amongst many, had been flattened. We're trying to recover a bit of what's left, but there's very little left. Nothing, actually. Not even close." But Gomez was one of the lucky ones. In one house in his hometown, rescuers found 15 bodies. I'm Karen Chamas.
Torrential rains in Hong Kong and southern China overnight flooded city streets and some subway stations, halting transportation and forcing schools to close. Authorities asked non-essential workers to stay home. So far, no word of casualties. This is VOA News. Mali's interim government said Islamist militants attacked a military camp and a vessel in the northeastern section of the country. We get more from VOA's Scott Walterman.
The two separate attacks targeted the Timbuktu boat on the Niger River and an army position at Bamba in the northern region. The assaults were claimed by a group affiliated with Al-Qaeda. Earlier, the Malian army said on social media that the boat was attacked around 1100 GMT by what they called armed terrorist groups. The vessel, plying an established route between cities along the river, was targeted by at least 3 rockets. Images on social media showed a cloud of black smoke rising above the river. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
The Pentagon is repositioning some troops and equipment within Niger and will withdraw a small number of non-essential personnel out of abundance of caution. U.S. officials telling Reuters on Thursday, the first major American military movement in Niger since a coup in July. The United States has been pressing for diplomatic resolution of the crisis that erupted on July 26 when Niger's military officers seized power, deposed President Mohamed Bazoum, and placed him under house arrest. With the start of the new school year, some cities here in the U.S. are faced with how to accommodate large number of migrant children. We get more on that story from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Several major U.S. cities have struggled with an influx of thousands of asylum seekers who have filled up homeless shelters. Now, they must figure out resources to accommodate the influx of non-English speaking students. New York City's shelter system was especially overwhelmed, but Mayor Eric Adams says the city's nearly 1,900 schools are well prepared to welcome migrant children into the classrooms. Others say there still is not enough resources to go around. Illegal border crossings fell sharply after the Biden administration introduced new restrictions in May, but the numbers are rising again. Families with children now account for about half of the arrests of people crossing the border illegally from Mexico, with more than 91,000 arrests in August, making it the busiest month ever for apprehensions of migrant families with children crossing the southern border. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And teen sensation Coco Gauff reached her first U.S. final, defeating Carolina Muchova on Thursday night in a match interrupted by some 50 minutes by environmental activists.
Not going on social media or listening to people who believe that I can or believe that I can't. So I've just been really focusing on myself. So I really believe that now I have the maturity and ability to do it. And, you know, regardless of what happens on Saturday, I'm really proud of how I've been handling the last few weeks.
Coco Gauff. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.